It's the Girls' Day Wrestling Championships in Coralville. I'm Zerenega Stahl from the Extreme Arena as we are in the midst of round number two, session number two, I should say. Quarterfinals have just started along with the consolation round number three. So actually, there's actually looks like maybe a couple consolation round number two matches still finishing up. Then they're going to go, they've started quarterfinals, and then they're going to flip those mats straight into consolation round number three. So we're going to roll right through. They're hoping to be done within an hour and a half here from the Extreme Arena. We'll see if that is the case or not. But let's update you to where we are at this moment as the KCHA area had 16 girls in the second round of consolation. Of those 16 girls, nine of them, so over half, have advanced on to consolation round number three and have kept their seasons alive. Let's start first with some of the girls we've already given you, so we're not going to give you, especially the girls that have fallen, we're not going to give you those again. We've already given you those a couple of times today, but the girls that have advanced to consolation round number three, Osage's Alexis Cobalt. We also had advancing to round number three, Sophia Calpito of Charles City, Lakin Evans of St. Ansgar, Emma Hall of St. Ansgar, Maddie Swenson of Osage, Edie Collins of Charles City, she's in the consolation round number three, Isabel Christian of Sumner Fredericksburg, Destiny Kohlheim of Charles City also is into consolation round number three, and Rose Nywarner of Crestwood, she is also moving on to consolation round number three at 190 pounds. Quarterfinals, Hillary Trainer of Sumner Fredericksburg, St. Ansgar's Mariah Michaels, those two are coming up soon. Let's see if we can catch a glimpse here. Is there any quarterfinals of our area that have started? Hillary Trainer, I would assume, if not, what they're doing is they got eight mats out on the floor. The two far mats, so mats one and two, the furthest two mats away from us, are consolation round three. The inner two mats, the inner four mats, which would be mats three, four, five, and six, so the mats that are in the middle with the eight mats, four on one side, four on the other side, the mats that are in the center are the quarterfinals, and then the mats on the outside are also consolation rounds. So we've got four consolation round matches, four quarterfinal matches, with the mats in the inner being the quarterfinals, mats on the outer being the consolation round matches. And let's see if we can check on 105 pounds to see if they have got to Hillary Trainer. Oh, and Hillary Trainer falls in 3 minutes and 5 seconds via fall, so she will move on to consolation round number three and wrestle back here tomorrow. So Hillary Trainer of Sumner Fredericksburg falls in about a three-minute pin there. It was Rogers of Solon, the number five seed, taking down Trainer of Sumner Fredericksburg, 3:05, the time of that fall. Let's see, do we have any other quarterfinals that are up at the moment? We are waiting for Mariah Michaels from St. Ansgar. She will be wrestling at 110 pounds, and looks like there is a couple of 110-pound matches currently going. And before we end our update here, we'll see if we can check on, is Michaels one of those matches or not? We'll try to get you an update on that. No, she is still two matches away. Okay, so Mariah Michaels not up yet for the St. Ansgar Saints, but she will be coming up very shortly for St. Ansgar. So that's your update. You've got the girls that have advanced from consolation round number two on to consolation round number three, and then you also have the girls from the quarterfinals who will move on and wrestle in consolation round number four tomorrow. From the Extreme Arena in Coralville, I'm Zerenega Stahl for Koloff Media Sports.